Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talks and Braves right here on the other side of the glass. Chris Thomas with you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking you up to the top of the hour. Atlanta United pregame coming your way then. Mike Conley and Jason Longshore with a very special broadcast, which they will tell you about. But let's welcome in on the WadeFord.com hotline our buddy Chris Willis from SB Nation to talk some Braves. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Let's start with last night before we get to tonight. How big was that homer for Acuna to set the tone for the rally? Because let's be honest, the top of the lineup hasn't been as good as they've been all year.
I think it was huge, and it may serve as a turning point in Acuna's season and maybe the Braves for this stretch run. You know, the offense have been struggling, as you mentioned. The top four guys have been struggling. For him to come up big in that spot, I thought that was a huge win.
Now, what do you think they're going to do the rest of the way with Acuna? Because it seems like when he's out there in the field, I don't want to use the word more engaged. I don't think that's fair, but some facsimile of that. How much percentage-wise do you think we're going to see him DH versus be in the field, or is it simply as the knee goes, he goes?
Yeah, Brian Snicker talked about it a little bit yesterday. I think that they would like to see him in the outfield mostly just because it makes their lineup more diverse. You get William Contreras in as the DH. They'll take it easy with him. I doubt he'll play every single game the rest of the way. Snicker said it was going to be like a day-to-day process still, but I think Acuna's feeling a lot better. Looks like he's running better. You can tell it when he's running the bases. So, hopefully you're to the point now where you're going to see him 70-80% in the outfield the rest of the way.
Ozzie obviously returns last night. He gets the bloop, which, I mean, it goes for a double, but we all know the Phillies' defense is really bad, and that ball just kind of landed in no man's land. What did you see from him last night? Did he look comfortable to you?
I watched him the last couple of games. He played at Gwinnett, and, the thing that really jumped out to me was just how well he was moving. I think he'll come along at the plate. Obviously he missed nearly 3 months with that injury, so it's going to take him a little bit of time to adjust probably to major league pitching. But, it just seemed like he gave them a lift having him back in the clubhouse and around the team. So, hopefully we're on an upward – he's on an upward trajectory at this point, and the offense will come.
He made three errors before he went on the list, and I know he missed, like you said, as much time as he has. Any worry about his defense?
Well, I don't worry too much about his defense if he's moving and he feels healthy. I think his range is there and whatnot. I think he's shown he's a pretty good defender in the past. So, as long as he's feeling well, I don't worry too much about his defense. I think, I think he's probably the best defensive second baseman they have.
Now, for me, Chris, here's the $64,000 question. What do the Braves do with Vaughn Grissom?
That's a good question, and Snicker was asked about it yesterday. He didn't really give much of an answer because he's not gonna divulge what their plans are. But I think you're gonna see him. I don't think he's just gonna simply go to the bench. I think we're gonna see him at times. I think Ozzy may get a day or two as a DH. They've been working him out in left field. Right now Robbie Grossman and Nady Rosario both have probably playing as well as they have all season. So I don't know if that's a fit or not, but. The thing I looked at, took away from it was getting Ozzy back. It just strengthens the whole roster. Your bench is better now. You know, I think Grissom came up huge for them in helping bridge the gap to Ozzie's back. And, you know, I think he's going to be a big part of it going forward, even if he does see a little bit of a reduced role.
Now, here's the thing for me, Chris, when it comes to Vaughn Grissom. He's won for his last 17. The reason I think he needs to play more is because I think we need to see what he can do or not do to get out of it. This is the first time he's really faced adversity, and if he's going to be on the playoff roster and have a big role, we need to see if he can handle it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good point. You know, I just don't know. It's just, it's almost like a numbers game now at this point. I wondered when they called him up, you know, if it was just going to be a short situation and he might go to Gwinnett where he could play every day. You know, after that, the way he played, I don't think, I don't even think that's an option at this point. I think, I think he's shown that he needs to be on this roster the rest of the way over the next couple of weeks. So it will be interesting to see how they work him in and, and everything, because I don't think he's just going to go sit, you know, the way some of those other bench guys have. But, obviously they need to get Ozzie Smith bats as well.
Talking with our buddy Chris Willis, SB Nation, on the other side of the glass with Chris Thomas, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Jake Odorizzi goes tonight. Mixed bag at best from him, but trending upward. Do you expect good things from him against an ace tonight in Aaron Nola?
It's going to be tough with Aaron Nola. Anytime, it doesn't matter who's pitching, on the other side. Nola's the Cy Young candidate at this point. You know, Odorizzi kind of struggled the last time out. I'm hoping to see better things tonight. Hopefully the offense, though, woke up in the late innings on Friday night and they can get him some runs early and let him settle in.
Now, the back end of the bullpen, Chris, has been shaky at best with Kenley Jansen. Are you concerned at this point? Would you consider going to Iglesias? I know Snicker likes Jansen there, but results are results.
Yeah, I thought it was notable that, when that was it looked like it was going to be a save situation last night, that it was Iglesias that was up. I don't know that I would read anything into that. But at the same time, as you said, Jansen's been shaky of late. They've got Iglesias. They've got A.J. Minter, who's been good. I don't think Jensen's just going to lose his job, but it wouldn't surprise me over the next few days or so until he's showing signs of getting back, if he doesn't lose a few save opportunities here. Jansen's been through it before. He's been through ups and downs. I think he knows what he needs to do to come out the other side of it. But, the Braves have options, so that's a good part of it.
Now, do you think their rotation is going to shape up a Freed? Then you go right, then you go Strider. Is that how you would line it up right now if the playoffs started tomorrow?
Yeah, I might even go with Strider second, honestly, just the way he's pitched. But that's another fascinating decision they've got to make. And it's a good thing to have too many options rather than not enough. So. I think right now, I think Spencer Strider is arguably their second best starter, and I think he deserves to, to start once the postseason gets here. So, Charlie Morton's the veteran, though. So, I wouldn't completely write him off. But, I think right now, if you lined them up on their most recent results, I think Morton would be the third or fourth guy.
A guy who looks like, unfortunately, he might not be here the rest of the season, Ian Anderson. What's the latest with him?
He suffered an oblique injury maybe last week. They're talking like he's going to be out at least 4 weeks, 6 weeks. I don't know. If they went deep in the postseason, maybe he can, he could work himself back to be an option if they needed it. But I think at this point it would be more of an emergency situation, if anything. It's tough season for him all the way around, and then to get hurt at the end, it's just, I don't know. Hopefully he can come in with a full spring training next year, and we'll see the Ian Anderson that we saw in the past.
Another guy with a question mark, but this one is more of a positive, is Mike Soroka. Looks like he's close. I mean, what are the Braves going to do if he's ready to go? Does he slide into the rotation out of the bullpen? What do you do with him?
I don't know. Those results at Gwinnett haven't been great. He gave up 3 home runs last night. I think his ERA is over 6 right now. But, I think he's coming out feeling healthy and everything. But, you know, at this point, I mean, unless somebody goes down or something, I think there's a chance that we just see him finish out the season at Gwinnett, and then, you know, they take their chances. I mean, considering where he's come from, you know, it's just good to see him back on the mound and looking healthy. And, you know, again, he's another guy that hopefully can stay healthy and come go to spring training next year, you know, ready to go.
For sure. We're talking with our buddy Chris Willis, SB Nation, right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Olsen. Chris, what have you seen that's really caused this slump? Is it a mechanical issue? You think it's a mental issue? Or is this just, you know, guys go through this during a baseball season?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of several things. I think he's pressing, you know, and I know, you know, he came in hometown, you know, big shoes to fill, obviously, played really well. But, you know, I think this, he's gotten into this rut now, and then I think he's pressing, you know, at some point. I think you've seen it some with Austin Riley as well, you know, especially on that road trip. I think it's just one of those situations where he's just got to relax and, you know, maybe somebody like Ronald picking up the slack and, you know, William Contreras and other guys can picking up the slack will take some of that pressure off of him and, you know, allow him to get back going because they really need his bat, you know, for these last couple of weeks.
Last one for me, Chris. If Riley has a red hot end of the season, can he bounce back into the MVP discussion or did he lose that with this cold streak?
You know, I mean, I think he's, you know, I think he's going to get votes again. It looks like to me, Paul Goldschmidt's probably the favorite for that. And, you know, and that's rightfully so, because I mean, he's put up monster numbers. Riley obviously has been, you know, you could make the case that he's carried the team. He's there at the Braves MVP offensively. I think if he finishes strong, you know, he'll get some more support and people start talking about him a little bit again. But, you know, I still think it's probably Goldschmidt's ward to win.
Chris Willis, check him out on SB Nation. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.